Communication is absolutely not a skill one is born with. A person is not born a natural or gifted or a blessed communicator. Whether you're talking about a riveting public speaker or a child trying to convince his mom to buy his favorite cereal, if you doubt this, listen to the communication skills of any infant. Every single person had to learn the words dada and mama, just like you. So I hope you can see that you basically can succeed to the degree that you can communicate, and that you can learn to communicate effectively. The better you can communicate, the more successful you will be in every area of your life. So I'm sure you've heard the statement out there that communication isn't what you say, but how you say it. So just where does one learn the how you say it part? Right here in this professional inviter package. In just a little bit, I'm going to go deeply into communication, starting with the character traits of great communicators and talking you all the way to the actual scripts I use. But before I do, I want to prevent an objection that has come up in the past when I begin working with people on this subject. Here's the objection. I can't follow scripts. With the lady who said this to me, I had to point out to her that everything she says is a script of something she's heard or read. The difference is that once you make the scripts your own, then they're not scripts anymore. They become your vocabulary. What this person had experienced in her past was the feeling of sounding robotic because she was so focused on saying the script correctly that she wasn't communicating. She lost her natural personality while reading the script. I don't want you to lose you in the process of becoming a great communicator. The character traits I'm going to give you are model examples. Listen to them and see if you would like to have that particular trait. If you feel like adopting that trait would make you something you don't want to be, don't adopt it. I'm giving you the ideal traits. I don't think anyone wants to lose themselves. I didn't want to lose me either. Sort of. See, honestly, I was quite happy to lose parts of me in the process because I knew there were parts of me that were actually holding me back from being the person I wanted to be. When I became fully aware of the magnitude communication had on my ability to advance, I began to listen to the conversations of myself and the people that I hung around. The conversations were for the most part meaningless. In the morning, the guys would listen to Howard Stern on the radio, and for the rest of the day would talk about what was on the Howard Stern show that morning. That wasn't really adding any value to anyone. It wasn't educating anyone. I wanted to be a different person. How does a person become a different person? By adopting character traits that make you different. Personally, I could tell that it was my lack of communication skills that was holding me back from being who I wanted to be and making the money I wanted to make. You don't get something different by wanting something different. You get something different by being someone different. I see this in diet all the time. Someone will ask me, "How do you stay at 10% body fat?" I say simply, "Oh, getting your body fat down is a formula. Getting your body fat up is a formula. If you want me to tell you the get it down formula, I can tell you exactly what to do." They say, "Sure," with a lot of excitement. "Okay, get out a piece of paper and pen and I'll tell you what to do." So I start describing exactly step by step what to do, and somewhere in those steps they interrupt me with a phrase like this, "I don't like that," or "That's not me." Here, let me give you an example so you can get this message clearly. I will say, "You need to eat 6 ounces of chicken with a cup of spinach." They interrupt me and say, "I don't like spinach." So I say, "Well, what vegetable do you like?" They say, "I like French fries." I say, "How about green beans?" They say, "No, I don't like anything green." At some point, I have to get direct and say, the things you like make you fat. If you were to actually want to get fat and were to ask me how to do it, I'd give you a list of foods to eat, I'd tell you which meals to skip, and all the other things people do on the increased fat formula. Well, those are the foods this person happens to like. You have to change what you eat to get 10% body fat. I didn't wake up one day and suddenly like spinach more than I like peanut butter cookies, I promise. I had to determine what a person with 10% body fat eats. Then I had to be that person. Wanting 10% body fat doesn't get me to 10% body fat. Eating like a person with 10% body fat gets me to 10% body fat. As for communication, you may have to give up a few things that you're used to saying. When I communicated like a bomb squad technician, that's what my profession was when I got into business, I earned what a bomb squad technician earns, which is about $28,000 a year. I wanted to make that a week, so I had to change. But listen closely, because this is the key. I didn't change the core of me. I kept the things I wanted to keep. Even though I changed my communication, I changed what I talked about, I changed the people I talked to, I'm still Tim Sales. That I didn't change. The only difference is that I became the Tim Sales that I would lay in my bunk and dream about. I became the Tim Sales that I would look at pictures in magazines and want to become. I remember my thoughts back then, that when I made a lot of money, that I would still genuinely love people. Not what I could get from them, but what I could learn from them and what they could learn from me. I would remain frugal and humble, and that I would keep my simplicity, that I would still love living on a farm, that I would still love animals, that I would still help people who were having car trouble on the side of the road just like my daddy did. Just the other day, I stopped and helped a person change her tire on a freeway overpass just south of Baltimore. I am still all those things today, but I left behind those traits I needed to discard. I'm not the poor communicator that I used to be. I'm not the person who was too shy to communicate with people.